Exercise 4. In the early 20th century, scientists conducting research on phenomena associated with weather and climate were just as likely to come from mathematics, physics, or astronomy backgrounds as from meteorology. One reason was that there were very few institutions of higher learning that focused on what we now call geophysics, the physics of the Earth. Consequently, individuals who had trained in other scientific and mathematical disciplines and became intrigued by atmospheric problems often attacked those problems from the distinct viewpoints they had gained while in graduate school. Although it might seem that meteorology and climatology would have advanced more quickly if this specialized training had been available sooner, that might not have been the case. Sometimes there is an advantage when people see problems in a different way. That was true for the mathematically educated Milankovic, and it was also true for the meteorologist scientist of the 1920s, physics-trained Willem Jurknes.